And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. As always, I'm joined by cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good to be here.
Okay, so we're going to hear a little bit about some moves Colorado is making to protect cannabis users using cannabis after work, off the job.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, this has been kind of a back and forth for a long, long time, and that's whether or not cannabis use after work can affect job performance during the day. It's been endlessly debated, but studies, especially more recent ones and one a couple of years ago, seem to indicate that it doesn't have that much of an effect on job performance. One reason that there's been an argument about it is the way studies have been done. And the University of British Columbia found that most past studies on the impact of cannabis use on job performance were often flawed and biased. They just weren't well done. And a National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine review came to the same conclusions. We just weren't asking the right questions. The authors write, beyond offering empirical evidence with regard to a topic at the forefront of a national and international debate, this study's findings highlight the need to move away from the broad historical conceptualizations of cannabis, i.e., have you ever used cannabis in the last week and a half, in favor of a more nuanced, i.e., trilateral, work-centric conceptualizations. And along those lines, in one study from a couple of years ago, researchers, instead of simply asking people whether they use marijuana or if they had used it in the last week, they would look at when they used cannabis in relation to work, and then they had supervisors rate the daily performance of 281 marijuana users for an entire year. And they found that cannabis use before or during work can have an effect on job performance. But there was no such correlation with after-work cannabis use. They did find that off-work alcohol use, we all remember what hangovers are like, could make a difference, but that in general, using cannabis after work was always preferable to alcohol.
It seems pretty common sense that those two questions would be very different. The general, have you used cannabis and did you use it right before you came into work? Yes, that would probably make a big difference between those two people, how they acted at work.
Yeah, and you know, these are things that we're just coming across and we're just learning. And I think that's why it's important that on July 14th, Governor Jared Polis issued an executive order that declares that anyone who consumes, possesses, grows, or processes marijuana in accordance with Colorado law should not be subject to professional sanctions or professional license revocations. And this includes people who engage in marijuana-related activities in other states besides Colorado, quote, in a manner that would be legal in Colorado, according to the order. And Polis has ordered the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, the Department of Revenue, to ensure such protections, directing state agencies not to cooperate without a state investigations, quote, related to disciplinary action against a professional license, certification, or credential for marijuana-related actions that are legal in Colorado. And he basically did this just to protect jobs in Colorado. Everybody's looking for a job. And, you know, DORA and DOR, which are responsible for issuing license for dozens of professions, lots of professions, not just the cannabis profession, healthcare, trade practices, cosmetology, engineering, combat sports, real estate. They have 90 days to work with the programs and the boards to establish and implement the new policies. I think this is really great. I think Polis's marijuana directives are similar to an order he recently signed about abortion, stressing that Colorado would not comply with any outside investigations into reproductive caregiving in the state. And the marijuana order states exactly the same. Colorado is not going to cooperate with out-of-state investigations.
Interesting stuff. And you've got some other Colorado-related cannabis headlines for us as well?
You know, we've mentioned this slowdown in marijuana sales in Colorado over the last year. We've mentioned that several times, and the slide continues. Now, Colorado dispensaries in May sold about $147 million worth of marijuana. That's still a lot, but it isn't comparatively, because that's a 4.5% drop from April and a 24% decline from May of last year. So this is definitely very real. And, you know, the industry has collected almost $45 million in taxes, less than it did at this time last year. But still, in Denver, there's an effort to add a city-focused version of a ballot measure that failed statewide last year. But it's continuing, and the effort is by MySpark Denver, and it would raise city taxes on marijuana by 5% by 2024. And the group that runs this ballot initiative wants to use the proposed increase to fund out-of-school learning opportunities for kids in Denver. Notable, everybody would like to see that. I think I would like to see that. But really, to find that money in marijuana might not be such a good idea. It never was a great idea, but it might not be a good idea anymore because marijuana sales are diminishing. And who is that going to hurt? Smaller companies. That's really who it's going to hurt. And I hope that with this recent downturn that they try to find some other source to fund it, you know, and not go, oh, we can get money out of marijuana. I just don't think that's the thing we ought to be doing right now.
Well, the cannabis game is certainly always changing, and we appreciate you keeping us in the loop, Leland.
Thanks a lot.
For KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.